business heals all wounds. I mean, look at our relationship with Germany or Japan. Who can even remember what all the fuss was about?
Tittle, you done broke my heart, but I still take you back. You hella fine.
Welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. 500 outlets, 177 countries, and we're very happy now to welcome Paul Reiser on the phone. He's a stand-up comedian at Cobb's Friday and Saturday night right here in San Francisco out in North Beach on Columbus Street. But of course, you know Paul from his TV roles and especially his movie roles as well. And it's funny, Paul, all the things that you've done, the first thing that popped into my head when I heard Paul Reiser was aliens.
Fair enough.
And
fair enough.
Is it a backhanded compliment when someone says, hey, you'll be perfect to be the slimy corporate guy?
No, you know, it's funny. I had no idea how wide a following that movie still has. About a year ago, and we made that in 1985, I think, 30 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and exactly. And last year, they had a little reunion, one of these Comic-Con or Sci-Fi Con things, and they got the whole cast of Aliens together. And people were coming from literally all over the world with questions and memorabilia and things and stuff to sign. And one guy said, oh, I've watched it every Saturday for the last 30 years. And I couldn't help but think, you got to get out of the house. I'm glad you enjoyed the picture. But
yeah, that little girl, what is she, 40 now?
Yeah, I just saw her. It's so funny. She lives up in Northern California, and I saw her not long ago. She married with kids, and doesn't have that little British accent that she seemed to have back then. But still scared of me, which made me proud.
Maybe she'll roll down to Cobb's.
You know what? That would be nice. That would be nice. Now, you say you're broadcast into 175 countries?
177, counting the U.S., yes. And the troops are listening, the people that keep us safe, Paul.
I am honored to be involved and hopefully in the entertainment of these said troops.
Now, interesting enough, well said, by the way, but interestingly enough, like when I heard that you're doing stand-up again, and I know that's how you got your start.
Yeah.
Is it kind of a full circle thing, or is it just something that it's always been in your blood and you just...
It's funny. I set out to be a comedian, and I got really lucky, and the first movie I ever did was a movie called Diner, which mm-hmm. really opened a lot of doors, and suddenly I was doing TV shows and been doing films. But in my head, I always wanted to get back to stand-up, and for various reasons, I just kept avoiding it or postponing it. And then about 2-3 years ago, I suddenly thought, you know, it's not going to happen unless you do it. So I did, so as you say, full circle. I called up, started all over again. And I called up a club that I work here in L.A. and said, can we just come down, just like I did when I was 18 and came down. And although now I didn't have to wait online, which was a nice plus. started with the material. And it was instantly so much fun. And I was sorry that I hadn't gotten back sooner, because there is nothing more fun than getting out in front of people and just working live. You know, it's immediate. It's honest. You don't have to do testing. You don't have to wait for studios. You just get up there, tell what you think is funny. People laugh, and you go home. It's a really simple deal.
Well, and then when you make a movie, you have no idea until opening night what the reaction is going to be. And this is immediate. They love you or hate you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully they don't hate you. That's bad. That's considered a bad night.
when you think back though, and you know, whether it's lately or when you were starting off in college, is there a room or a set that you did that just you couldn't wait to get over with? I mean, everybody has that bad night.
Yeah,
can you remember one especially?
I remember early 80s, and I had been doing this like, you know, a minute. And I was big job. I was opening for Melissa Manchester.
Wow.
And I was doing a tour with her, and they were all great. And then one night she said, this was up in the Catskill Mountains, back in New York, mm-hmm. notoriously tough, demanding audience. He said, listen, it's going to be a little rough tonight. Don't get thrown. I said, no, I'll be fine. She says, well, just so you know, the guy last year left the stage crying. I said, no, I'll be fine. And about a minute in, I went, oh, this is going to be quite bad, quite bad. But I knew I couldn't get off because I had to do my 20 minutes while she gets ready. Mm-hmm. And I think I stayed in the ring, you know, maybe 17 minutes and then said, that's it. I walked off, and there was Melissa Manchester, fully ready in a gown, saying, I was here the whole time. I didn't think you'd last that long.
They all wanted to hear Don't It Make My Brown Eyes Blue, right?
There you go. No, that was, who was that? That was,
That wasn't Melissa Manchester?
That was
Crystal Gayle. Crystal Gayle. What was
Crystal
Melissa Manchester?
Melissa Manchester was Don't Cry Out Loud.
Yeah. See, I'm 49, so yeah, I now remember.
And we've just become met up again now in the second stage of life, and I actually got to write a song with her, which was great fun. And actually, it's interesting to be on the air in the Armed Services Radio. I did an album. I'm a musician, but I don't play out in public. I just myself, but I've always been writing. But I did an album about 3 years ago with a wonderful singer named Julia Fordham. And we did a song called Unsung Heroes, which was a tribute to military families. And we got a really nice reaction. And we actually, you know, it was inspired by a friend of Julia's whose son was serving overseas. And was talking about how you just don't know when your loved one is coming home. And just the burden of the family is really what keeps, is really often unsung. And the family at home is what often keeps everyone afloat and gives you something to try and wake up another day. So anybody wants to Google, and the Department of Defense gave us this wonderful footage. They loved that we were doing it, and they gave us this great videos. And so there's a video on YouTube. You can look it up, Unsung Heroes, Julia Fordham and me. Just a little salute and little love sent that way to all the families out there.
Well, well done, and you know they do say that for the families, you know that even though their men and women are in harm's way, that in a way they say it's easier on them because they know what's happening to them, and meanwhile they go back you go about your daily life, and you don't know.
And the numbers are so, you know, for everybody overseas, there's husbands, there's wives, there's children, there's loved ones, there's, you know, many whose lives are impacted in very straining ways. So we thought the title Unsung Heroes was a perfectly apt name.
Well, Paul, you mentioned singing, and I'm just thinking about your range of your talents here, because there are a lot of comedians that want to be serious actors and vice versa, and very early on you get this dramatic role in Diner, and it was more kind of serious/lighthearted role,
yeah.
But very early on, people said, "Well, this guy can do anything."
Well, it's funny, you know. I always love movies that are both funny and dramatic, and you know, people think dramatic doesn't mean it has to be Shakespeare, and it doesn't have to be, you know, just gut wrenching. I think of guys like Tom Hanks or like Jack Lemmon in the older school, or Peter Falk, who were beautifully and powerfully connected and connecting and impactful in dramatic roles, but terrifically funny when they need to be. And to me, it's always a very fine line that, you know, if you can move back and forth, that's really a great place to be. So I've been lucky. Yeah, I've been lucky to get to do roles that are comic and a lot that are not. But it's funny now because, you know, most people, if they... You know, after Mad About You, I was mostly known for that. And a lot of people will come see me now and go, I didn't know you did stand-up comedy. I went, well, it's so funny to me because, I mean, it's fair because I haven't been out there in a while. Mm. But that's what I, you know, that's what I consider myself, and that's what I've always, that's what I love doing. So it's really been fun to get out there and perform again.
That's Paul Reiser. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with Paul. Remember, he is at Cobb's here in San Francisco Friday and Saturday. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Sports Byline.